Hey there, I'm Katie Cosgrove. I'm a certified trauma support specialist, an expert in grief, and your host of Grief is Good. I've gone through so much death and loss that it has transformed my life in an incredible way. Now, I advocate for having a good death and loving your grief. I'm here to talk to you today not about how grief causes sadness and depression, but how we can choose to welcome sorrow into our lives and weave a beautiful story with it. Thank you for being here and welcome to the show. Hey there, welcome to another episode of Grief is Good. I'm your host, Katie Cosgrove, and today I'm going to be talking about how grief teaches us compassion. So a little while ago, I was roaming around on Facebook, ignoring my work and procrastinating, and I saw this quote by Joanne Cacciatore. I think that's how you say her name, apologies if it's not. And it says, "If you simply can't understand why someone is grieving so much for so long, then consider yourself fortunate that you don't understand." That really resonated with me because it focuses on this idea that we only understand grief when we experience grief ourselves. So we love to resonate with people. We love to have similarities with people. And that kind of it helps concrete our feelings and gives us validation and sorts because we feel like they understand us, a part of us. So when somebody goes through the same thing, it's almost this like innate urge to help them because we've gone through something similar. And that's a really, really beautiful thing. But I want to talk about how it isn't always helpful to help. And one of the things that we learn in school for becoming a death doula is this idea of active listening. And active listening is not about listening to reply. It's not about helping. It's not about fixing. It's about actually listening and about how we can slow down. We can think about what we're saying. We can think about what they've said. We can take time and really process what somebody says to us. And for me, that's so beautiful because I feel uncomfortable in the silence. I think that pauses are awkward. And it's our exercise in class was to active listen. And we had to pair up with a partner and we talked to that partner about our grief journey or something. I don't even remember what we talked about, but we talked about something really personal and vulnerable. And it was hard for me to take a second. And that was our instruction. You have to take a second. You have to breathe. You have to, you know, kind of hone, like put it all in your own body and feel how that makes you feel for a minute before you respond. And when you do respond, instead of replying, you respond with this notion of reflecting and reflecting back to them what they just said to you for A, clarification, B, to make sure that they know that you heard them, and C, to continue on the conversation and not just say, "Oh, thank you so much for that. Thank you for opening up." It really kind of builds this ground of trust with somebody because you're showing them that, "Hey, I was actually listening to you, and your words are so important, and they're so important that I want to make sure I got them right." So reflecting back to them is crucial in having them build that foundation of trust with you. And that foundation of trust is crucial because grieving is scary. It's so scary to be alone and feel out of control and be in this dark place of depression and anxiety or anger or frustration or annoyance or however your grief journey manifests. And finding somebody that you can really trust to talk to is hard. I remember going through it when my dad passed away, and I found my Spanish teacher, and she pulled me aside after class and was like, "Hey, I'm getting a little choked up here, actually. I've never talked about this before," but she was like, "Hey, I just want you to know that I also lost my dad, and it was really hard on me, and I wasn't your age, and I can't imagine what you're going through." And just her saying that to me, it was like, it opened up this conversation and it opened up this path that I could walk down if I chose to. And that was really beautiful because I didn't always feel like I had a lot of people to talk to because either they were 15 like I was and they didn't understand or hadn't experienced a loss or didn't know what to say or felt uncomfortable, or they were much older and they didn't know how to relate to a 15-year-old, or they didn't know what to say to me because they didn't know what was appropriate for a 15-year-old to hear. So her just breaking down that barrier and opening up to me and letting me control the conversation was so, so important to me. And I never actually delved into my hurt with her, but I always felt like I had the option to. And that was just as beautiful as actually doing it because I knew that if I had a bad day at school, I at any point could leave my classroom, could leave study hall, leave gym, leave lunch, and go to her and say, I'm having a really bad day. And I think you would understand. And she would. And that is so important because she didn't try to force anything. She didn't offer me advice. She didn't offer me healing. She didn't try to fix me. She just opened up the conversation of like, I feel you. And that compassion, that empathy was transformational for me because it really helped me see that there are other people out there going through this or have gone through this, and I'm not the only one. And even though my experience is my own and my life is my own and my grief path is my own, I can relate to other people and other people can relate to me. And that really helped me in my grief process. And another thing that we learn in death doula school, it's not actually called that, but I like to call it that, is the active pausing and taking a second to really own what somebody says to you. And this is so uncomfortable for me. I'm not good at silences, as maybe you could talk through my rambling podcasts, but I don't like pausing. I like to keep the conversation going. I don't like silence. I always have to have radio or the TV on. I fall asleep to noise. Like I'm not good with silence, and I wish I would be better at that. And maybe that's something is a goal for 2024 for me. I'm actually gonna jot that down after this episode because I think that's a really good goal, is to sit comfortably with silence. But when you're talking to somebody, the power of silence is really incredible because it shows that person that I'm listening. I'm here and I'm really basking what you just said to me. And that is so powerful because we are always too quick to reply. And especially with active listening, with the head nods and things like that, we pick up on these cues of like, oh, that person wants me to be done talking, or we get nervous or we get anxious that we think that person wants us to be done talking. But in reality, we're just trying to be encouraging, but sometimes it can be misconstrued. So taking a second to make a mental note of what am I doing with my body language? How am I going to reflect this? And can I give it a second to kind of own it, own all of the information they just told me, is so helpful because we're really building a foundation of trust here. And that shows the other person, wow, I can really trust them with this topic and I can trust them with being vulnerable and maybe I can go deeper with this. And that's not very common when you're grieving to find other people that you can talk to or to find escape to kind of let go some of those feelings and let go some of those emotions onto another person because it's scary and it feels like a burden when you're grieving to give that to somebody. So really showing up for people, knowing that they can talk and knowing that you're a good listener is so empowering. And it kind of builds this idea of empathy that we have for other people while they're grieving. And it helps us grieve because then we can identify what type of conversations we want to have. And another reason this is so helpful is because so often with grief, we feel out of control. We feel that this has happened to us. We had no control over it, this loss of any kind. And we feel like we can't own our actions anymore, and our bodies feel out of control, our mind feels out of control, and our emotions feel out of control. So, giving somebody this control of the narrative and the conversation can feel unimaginably good to them because they finally feel like, wow, I'm in control in this moment, and I can control my grief path, I can control the way I look at the world, and I can control this conversation and how I interact with this person, and I can choose whether or not to delve deeper in with them. And that's a really beautiful thing because not often do we feel like we can have those deep conversations with certain people in our lives, and sometimes they come out of the woodwork. Sometimes the people we least expect to have those deep conversations with, or build that trust with, or get vulnerable with, are the ones that are great at active listening. So, building up this skill, I would say, of active listening is important in being a human and important in our growth as a human and society. And I am struggling with the pauses. I'm getting better with the silence, but I just want to encourage you to think about, like, how can I be a better active listener? And it doesn't always have to be with people who are grieving. It can be with anybody on any story, especially the second they get vulnerable. This is now an opportunity for you to show them who you really are and how you can help. And that is takes our grief and takes our experiences and our hurt and what we've gone through and the conversations we've had and offers it back to the world in this really gorgeous way, and this way of saying, I'm here to help people and I can give my active listening to somebody to help them heal and feel more comfortable in their grief. And I can only do that because I've experienced this. And I'm not this, not the exact same thing, but I've experienced grief and I've experienced that hurt and that loneliness, maybe. And I don't want this person to feel like that. So that's my tidbit for today. Grief is good because it teaches us compassion, it gives us empathy, and it shows us that we can be better humans and that we can show up for other people and shows us how we know what we wanted when we were grieving. And maybe that's helpful information to approach somebody else when they're grieving. So take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you found some really great information in that episode. If you have a chance and can leave a review on Apple or Spotify, it would be so appreciated and would really help me reach more people in their grieving journey. If you need anything or just want to talk about your grief journey or grief dreams, you can always reach me on email at Katie, that's K-A-T-I-E, @griefisgood.com. And don't forget to sign up to our newsletter where we go over tips for grieving, death, information about death doulas, and way more. And you can find that at www.griefisgood.com. See you next time. Bye. With grief.